We're counting down to two deadlines that could directly affect you. First, the potential government shutdown late Monday night. Secondly, starting Tuesday, the first of the month, you can begin to sign up for a key element of Obamacare, the healthcare exchanges.
Now, earlier, Dimitri spoke to Gail Walensky. She's a senior fellow at Project Hope, who served as a senior health and welfare advisor in the first Bush administration. What will many of us pay for health coverage under Obamacare? It adds up to the equivalent of a car payment every other month.
If you're on average a family, you would be paying around $3,400 during the course of a year as a mid-income person for a mid-level plan. So that's not a trivial amount. On the other hand, healthcare is expensive, so it's not surprising that it would cost some real money for people to get this kind of coverage.
Let's speak directly to people who are driving tonight and listening to us. Whether you're uninsured or you have insurance but think maybe you might do better in the exchanges, what should you be doing right now if you live in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C.?
First, you need to understand that the exchanges at this point are for people who are not offered employer-sponsored insurance and who are not on government programs. At least that's the requirement if you want to get a subsidy. Several things to remember. First, you have 6 months to make your decision. There's a lot of attention that October 1st is the start date, but people will have all the way until March to make this choice. So don't get too excited. The benefits won't start until January. The subsidies won't start until January. It's not urgent. You make a decision by October 7th.
But if you're in Maryland and D.C., you have something that the state or the district has put together, not so in Virginia.
The district and Maryland have each put up their own exchanges. Maryland has been working on it for quite a long time. It should run well, given all the attempts that they have reported in terms of actually seeing that it functions. The district hasn't had quite as long a time to try that. Virginia will be one of the large number of states, around 36 or 37, that will be relying on federal exchanges. Information about what's in those exchanges was just posted today by HHS mysteriously. The department did not want to release any of this information until just a few days before the exchanges opened.
You mentioned that we would come back to the opposition that President Obama and his team face. You know, we've been hearing that the White House goal for this thing, at least at first, is just to get a few million young people signed up for insurance. That will be enough to launch and call it a success. That's quite modest compared to the more grand plans that had been made earlier.
Well, and we need to think back about what we heard when this was passed. At that point, we were talking about 30 million more people with insurance coverage, about half coming in through the exchange. It's critical that a couple million of those people be the young, and particularly the young healthy, or at least the healthy, if not so young, because you know that people who have wanted insurance and been denied coverage, people who have been in the high-risk pools, which are no longer going to exist in most states, are going to be first in line to get insurance. If they're the only or most of the people signing up, it will make the cost of insurance very high. That's why you are seeing so many groups focus on getting the word out to the 20-year-olds and early 30-year-olds.
And I take it you're not going to put down your good name one way or the other in terms of, you know, will it work or won't it? We just have to wait.
It will be rocky and bumpy in many places for the first year. There will be many changes that will be appropriate to introduce if the point comes a year or two from now when Congress is willing to consider legislation that would clean up some of the unintended consequences. That usually happens. It's going to be even more important here because it is very complicated legislation and because it never went to what we call a conference where the House and Senate have to get together and thrash out some of the differences between a bill and frankly, some of the wacky things that occasionally creeps into legislation when nobody's looking. None of that happened with this legislation, so there will be many fixes that will be appropriate to be introduced. The question is, at what point is the Congress willing to take it and make it better as opposed to trying to blow it up?
That's Gail Walensky, senior fellow at Project Hope, who advised the first President Bush on health care policy. And if, by the way, you're still confused about the upcoming exchanges, you can get answers at WTOP.com. Search Obamacare.
7:45.